Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, I want to get to this real quick because on Wednesday, the story broke on Shohei Ohtani being linked to an illegal illegal bookmaker in Newport, California. $4.5 million was apparently sent to him. And then it turns out, oh no, it was his translator. And a lot of back and forth. Initially, the translator comes out and says, yeah, Shohei helped me pay for these debts. He wired the guy $4.5 million in $500,000 installments. You know, I was there. I saw him do it. Next day, he comes out and then says, oh, yeah, Shohei Ohtani, he knew nothing about this. He knew nothing about the gambling debts. He knew nothing about this. You know, he's all good. And so then immediately the red flags come up, and that's where the conspiracy theories start swirling. Like, all right, was Shohei actually placing these bets through his translator, his interpreter? And now his interpreter is trying to cover up for Shohei. The more that comes out about Ipe Muzahara, the interpreter for Shohei Ohtani, I think this dude is just a straight-up liar. Like, I was on the Hot Corner on Wednesday, and Patrick brought him up, and I was like, oh, yeah, no, he's from the States. Like, he went to UC Riverside.
Right.
UC Riverside spokesman says our university records do not show
we
a student by the name of Ipe Muzahara having attended UC Riverside.
We don't know this fool.
At all. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, well, that's not good. His background, like in his biographic section in like the Angels media guide that they have at the stadium showing like where these people, you know, where they've worked. It said that he had worked for the Red Sox at one point.
We don't know this fool.
They have now come out and said, yeah, we don't know. He was never an interpreter for anybody on this team at any point. I'm pretty sure, I don't know if the Yankees have come out with a statement yet, because it said that he worked with the Yankees in a small capacity during spring training a few years back. But listen, I'm going to go ahead and bank on the fact that he also did not work for the Yankees at this point, and is more starts to come out about Ipe Muzahara, the better this looks for Shohei Ohtani, and that it's a good chance that this dude did just, in fact, take money somehow, some way, stole money from Shohei Ohtani to cover his gambling bets. But there is an investigation still going down. But yeah, I mean, this Ipe Muzahara, like, he has basically lied about his whole career and background. And now I don't know what to believe. Did Shohei know about the debts? Did he not? Did he pay it? Did Ipe just take the money himself and pay for it on his own accord? Does he even know Japanese? Does he even interpret for Shohei at all? Does he just say just generic statements? Like, Shohei says something in Japanese, and he's like, yeah, he says that he's a big fan of baseball, and he's going to try really hard. Like, is he just going and giving the most? And I was reading something last night that basically Japanese people that follow Shohei and Ipe, they said that, like, he isn't actually that good of a translator at all either. That, like, there was a report, like, somewhere, like, oh, yeah, someone's mom was saying, like, oh, yeah, well, at least he'll be able to get a better interpreter now. So maybe this dude isn't even a good interpreter after all.
And he got, if he's an interpreter, he got Shohei paid, you know.
Well, he got himself paid, that's for sure.
But it shines a light. I was watching this little thing on Netflix, and it's about this girl who basically claimed to be an heiress for years and, you know, was able to get herself into all of the circles, all the elite circles that they needed to, just being a con artist. There are some people that are just great at being a con artist. And I'm how do you say Shohei's interpreter's name?
You're talking about Anna Sorkin. Anna Sorkin.
Yeah.
The New York elite socialist con artist who said that she was connected to wealthy families and, like, royalty from European countries. I'm figuring out how much
people don't do background checks.
Yeah.
Because no one's ever asked who that lady's dad was or anything like that. And something had to happen, you know, before somebody was finally like, this guy never went to UC Riverside. Or this guy never... All you said that's in the part of the bio about the interpreter is in the program that fans get as you're coming to the game, right? Nobody from the major leagues was like, this isn't true. He's never worked for... And mind you, Shohei was drafted in 2017?
Yeah, something like... Yeah.
So it's been a minute, right? So now that we're talking about 7 years now.
Or signed, rather.
Yeah, so let's talk about 7 years now. That this guy has been around Major League Baseball and around professional teams and serving as an interpreter for one of the... Is it arguably the best baseball player in the world?
Right now, no. I think there's 10. I heard a radio host sum this up perfectly. There are like 10 big names in baseball. Shohei Ohtani himself is bigger than those 10 names. So like, he's bigger than Aaron Judge and Julio Rodriguez and all these guys combined.
So we can make the argument. Some people out there probably disagree, but he's the best player in baseball.
Yes.
Today, you know, this man, his interpreter has been around him for years, making deals, and like I said, not even that great of an interpreter, you know, for a lot of people. So it's just really showing that even at the top levels, somebody's not doing a background check.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Really, somebody's not citing their, you know, somebody's not really citing
sources. Well, it wasn't so much like, I don't know, like, it was in the media guide, so it's like, how much are these people just kind of taking their word for it, and then, you know, like, oh, okay, well, now we have to call UC Riverside. And
guys,
see, you know,
my conspiracy hat is still on here. I do wonder why all of this information is coming out now. It just seems like it's all too perfect, in my opinion, that this is now just allegedly all on this guy, and oh, we're starting to find lies from his past. And I understand that maybe there was lack of a background check by one organization, but three or four or five in Major League Baseball, like, we've seen major fails. The Arizona Diamondbacks fired local product Wally Backman 2 days after hiring him as manager because they didn't check on his DUI history and didn't realize he had filed for bankruptcy recently. Like there are things that teams don't do, but I feel like that was like in the 2000s. We've gotten past this point to where 30 teams or a good chunk of those teams aren't doing background checks on this guy. Come on. I don't believe that.
But I'm saying, but we're starting to find out how easy it is for somebody to come and present themselves in such a way to make you think that they belong, right? That was the whole Anna Sorokin thing. She made herself look like she actually belonged in the elite. Like, here's somebody who, you know, speaks the language and knows what to say and knows people and was at least close enough to one organization at some point to be able to kind of create some type of buzz for themselves. Like, this is con artistry 101. Like, and that's exactly what it seems like at this point. Like, Shohei, he could be a gambler. You know, there's a very good chance, like, some of those bets were Shohei's. Like, I mean, we have to be honest about that. There's a good chance that some of those bets, you know, were his. I doubt it, though, because this is what con artists do. They get people, they build trust and everything, and then eventually somebody's taking money, you know, from you. And I feel like this young man just ran into the wrong one at this point. But I feel like this is only going to get weirder. And we know what we know over the last, 4 days?
Yeah,
5 days?
Wednesday. Yeah,
yeah, so I can almost guarantee that we're going to find out much more as in the coming days, especially as the season is really, really getting started.
Apparently, it's also a Japanese news station reported on him at some point. And, I mean, I don't know when this video is from, but he worked part-time at a sushi restaurant near L.A. back in 2006 to 2009. And went to school for casino industry, whatever the hell that means, but dropped out because he wasn't good. This is there's this YouTube video of a Japanese news report. Again, I'm gonna need a few hours.
So
this
long.
Is weird.
You can
you
only
guys.
Fake stuff for so long, man. Like, I mean, seriously, like, at a point, you've got to be great at what you like. If he was an amazing interpreter, which as I'm reading, it doesn't sound like there are a lot of people that really felt like he was. You know, things would be different. If you were a great businessman, things would be different. But I don't know. Like, when you're not good at what you do, people eventually figure it out. You yeah. can't talk. You can only talk your way around stuff for so long.
This has just led me now into this YouTube rabbit hole of watching Japanese news broadcasts of talking to, like, I hope I can get, like, the transcript. Well, I need an interpreter now is what I need for this, because they are doing the deep dive on this guy. Like, they've got clips and all. They got, oh, yeah. They've got a man on the street doing interviews. Look at
in Japan?
Yeah. They got the whole panel here. This is, like, basically their PTI in Japan, it looks like.
Seriously, now I'm
what
starting
a story.
To think, after hearing this and after watching the Anna Sorokin thing, I'm like, bro, I could really fake it into whatever industry I want to.
Just say you say the, just do say the research. Went to school for casino
do
industry.
The research, say the right things, know the research the people that I'm trying to, you know, be in business with. Like, why not? We've been taking this hard route with hard work, and it's apparently that's not the route to go.
Yeah, just totally fool people and pull them over. Guys, I still think that there's something seedy that's going to come out, like, even further. I think there's something deeper to this story, and I don't think the media is going to make this go away. The Dodgers, little plants, they're going to try all they can, but I do not think this is just going to disappear. Oh, okay, he's
I'll say
just
this,
a con artist.
If he were still in Anaheim, I think it'd be a big deal, and because he's Shohei, it'd still be a big deal. Because he plays for the Dodgers now, because if the Dodgers, Yankees, I guess, you know, Astros, some of like the bigger, more they're going to make if the guy plays for the Lakers or the Knicks or the Celtics, much bigger story than if you played for Charlotte or, you know, someone else like that. So yeah, I think branding matters too, because now this is not just an Angels issue. This is a Dodgers issue.
Not exactly what you want to be the biggest story in your sport, literally days before your season starts either.
Probably
not exactly the best press, after, yeah, one of the biggest names, if not the biggest name in your sport, is linked to all of this and his interpreter, like I said, just days before things get kicked off with first pitch. Well, first pitch actually did start already.
Well, yeah, funny how ESPN wanted to put this story out there on day one of the Seoul series. Yes. So, timing, yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.